Welcome to the Wedding Business Success Show. I'm your host, Debbie Shadid. If you're a powerhouse business owner, you are in the right spot. This show is for women who have success and they still desire more. I'm sharing strategies for you to elevate your business, opening up a way for you to work with more of your dream brides. I'm sharing tips to create more ease, showing you how to recreate your business to allow more freedom in your schedule, and yes, more money. I know what's possible. I'm excited to take you on a journey to discovering more. Welcome to the podcast. How are you guys? I hope you're having a wonderful week, that you've had a fantastic weekend, and that you are busy being creative with your wedding business, getting creative in the ways that you can serve your clients, in the ways that you can book new clients, in the ways that you can make money. So today, what I want to talk to you about is your contracts. I am not an attorney, so I'm not giving you legal advice, but I just want to coach you through your contract work. So what I suspect for most of you is that when it comes to the time for the actual contract, first of all, that's an uncomfortable word, right? I would recommend that you use agreement as the word. Again, all of the things that I'm talking to you about, I recommend that you run by your own personal attorney to make sure that I'm giving you advice that is solid for you in your state. Sometimes when we get to the contract part of our client negotiations and our client appointments, it gets uncomfortable. And what happens for many women is that they push the contract over there, or they email them the contract, and they kind of hope and pray for a minute that they don't actually read the fine print, that they don't actually read the details. And what I want to talk to you about today is reading the details. First of all, I want to make sure that you know your own contracts, that you have read your own contracts, that you have read all the fine print on your own contracts, and that you really understand every single detail, that you understand what can happen and what can't happen. Now that we've been in this time with this virus and all the rescheduling that's happened in our businesses, I want to talk to you about how to handle things differently. Now that there is a new normal, take the contract and you'll want to go through all those details with them. And you really want to verbally read through all of those pieces with them so that they are shaking their head. Yes, they understand. And you're making sure that you explain it to them. And I would be candid with people and say, look, you know, things have changed. And because of the coronavirus, I just want to run through the contract with you so that there's not any questions about anything that might come up. And then you go ahead and run through the parts where it's like your deposit or retainer is non-refundable. If that's the way it is, then I want you to say that. I don't want you to be afraid of saying that. And again, it's okay to say, this is a policy that we've always had. And I think that it would be great if brides understood why you have that policy, that once you secure the date with their deposit and a signed contract, once the date is booked, it's booked and it's safe for that client. So the client needs to understand that if she cancels her wedding 90 days out before the date that she was going to get married, you have to be able to keep the deposit, because you lose out on the balance, whatever else was due on that wedding, you lose out on the entire thing, because the likelihood of you rebooking that date 90 days out or 30 days out or 2 weeks out, whatever it might be, is, you know, slim to none. So she needs to understand, and these dates are held for them for however long their entire engagement is, that you are counting on that as part of your income for your business. And I want you to cover the contract. Whatever your policies are on date changes, on package changes, on rescheduling, or on any balance of the money that might be refunded, I want you to go through each part of that with them. I want you to feel really comfortable doing that. And I want you to really own that, because look, you guys, if you approach this with sort of a weak, wishy-washy approach to your contract, and you're saying, well, you know, that kind of business, then you're not going to get a good response from a bride. If you're like, look, this is the way it is, I just want to run through this with you so you know this is standard. I mean, this is not something that you already weren't doing. You're just at this point bringing it to their attention. Walk them through the entire thing. And if you have some pieces that you are getting challenged on or that people are coming back to you on that they're saying, well, I didn't know that, or I, and you have to remind them that was in the contract, then I would just have a little part right there where you ask them to initial that little section of the contract so that it's like, okay, now we've talked about this. Can you go ahead and initial this? So it's really locked in their mind that they're not going to come back and ask you about that piece of the contract. All right, next up is money. Where do you need to adjust when you are taking payments from clients? Now, it depends on your business model. If you're a venue owner and you have a security deposit that they put down and then they're making payments along the way, I don't know, what amount of money are you going to refund to them? That's totally up to you, but you need to be really clear about that. Let me tell you what has happened for many people during this quarantine time. Because dates have been rescheduled, what happened was their cash flow got moved as well. Maybe you're shaking your head as I'm saying that. It's like you had the deposit and now they're going to get married in 2021. So they're getting married a year from now. Some people are just keeping the same date and they just moved it a year ahead. Well, it literally just moved all those payments and that cash flow that you were anticipating to come into your business into next year. And if you're not booking anything else right now, if you have not been creative in what you might be doing to generate cash flow, then this is going to be critical. I had a conversation with the venue owner and what we talked about was that if somebody rescheduled their date, that they could reschedule it if half the balance was paid at the time they changed it. And I think that's a fabulous idea, you guys, because then it keeps some of the money in your control. This needs to be in your contract prior to them coming to you and asking this. But if you cover that up front and you say, you know, if something happens and we have another surge in the virus and you want to reschedule your date, you're welcome to do that. Just know that half the balance needs to be paid and then you can change your date. And you can change your date within this much period of time. So right now, people are rescheduling to a year from now. I think that's another difficult thing for you guys. If they were only scheduling till 6 months from now, it would make it a little bit easier. Because here's the truth, you guys. What is a year going to get them? It still is uncertain a year from now. Talk about what you'll do, how the money's going to be handled, what's going to happen with the payments. Maybe you're going to require that the payments continue to come in and yet they can move their wedding date. I don't know. You're going to have to decide what works for you. But what I am most concerned about is that you are watching your cash flow, that you don't just on a whim allow things to get moved because you're trying to keep people happy. And all of a sudden you're sitting there with no cash flow and you're thinking like, oh my gosh, I don't have any payments coming in for March or April. And now it's June and July and August. And I don't know what I'm going to do. That's pretty difficult to recover from because you guys, no matter what your business is, whether you're a planner, bridal shop owner, florist, you still have expenses to cover. All right. I also want to talk about your willingness to make adjustments to clients.
Let's first talk about
contracts that were already in place and about making adjustments to those brides that might come to you. You know, I really think it's not worth your business reputation to stick to a contract if you've got somebody really upset. Now, you can't just let anyone do anything because we're trying to control what's happening in our business. But you guys know who I'm talking about. Almost everybody that I've talked to has had one customer, that one person that you know was going to give you a bad review.
If you didn't refund her money or move her wedding date.
That one person that was going to make your life really miserable. And in that case, if it was me and it was my business, I would let them move the date. Now, if somebody is asking for a refund and you're open to that, here's another suggestion on that. I know that you probably don't have the cash right now to do a refund,
especially if you had a non-refund policy.
I would recommend that you make payments back to them. They made payments to you and you do the same back to them.
And let me be clear right here. I am not recommending that you refund money. I'm just simply saying if somebody has really pushed you and you need to give back the money, this is an option of how you could do it.
So just decide and have things really outlined. And then I want you to feel good about these policies because these are policies that I need you to feel confident standing in. I want you to be thinking about not only being fair to your couples that are really going through a challenging time, but also to be thinking about your business. And I think being candid with brides about the balance of keeping your business going and being able to meet their needs is important to you. Both those pieces are important. So again, make sure that you are covering the contracts in detail. Make sure that you visit with your own attorney to see, are we covered for pandemic? What does that act of God clause actually cover? What do I know? And then, you guys, I want you to think about all the things that could happen. And I want you to just make a list and I want you to come up with answers for them. Like, here's a question that nobody's asking me. What happens if your couple calls the week of the wedding and that they have coronavirus? Then what are you going to do? Look, it is a scary thought, but what is much more scary is when you don't have an answer. When you don't have a plan. So make a plan, have a plan in place, have a policy in place, and then you're able to cover it all. One last thing I would recommend is that you get in your market, you connect with other vendors that are in the same line of business as you. So basically, I'm asking you to talk to your competitors. And hopefully, I hope that you have relationships with them, because one of my core beliefs is that there's enough business for everyone. And that if you do good business and they do good business, you'll have the brides that are meant for you and they'll have the brides that are meant for them. But what I would like for you to do is to network with like vendors. So if you are bridal shops, all the bridal shops in the area, or bakeries, all the bakeries, and I want you to find out what their policies are during this pandemic time. For example, if the bakeries in your area are skipping cake tastings, then it's okay for you to do the same. If you are the only person that's skipping a cake tasting, which is totally your right as a business owner, if that feels uncomfortable to you, if you're compromised health-wise and you can't risk being around anyone, then look, that's what you have to do. But it does make it a lot easier if everybody decides, you know what? You're right. Cake tastings are not a good deal. So none of us are going to do them. Or you talk to the bridal shops in your area and you decide, how many people are you going to allow to come in for appointments? If one person is allowing 10 and you are allowing 2, it's going to be difficult for you. I think that you'll find that most of your competitors, or hopefully your vendor friends, will find relief in knowing that, gosh, we're all going to have the same story. We're all going to say the same thing. Finally, let me just say one more reminder about the vendors in your market. I really think it's important that you communicate with everybody. Look, have a wine Zoom night where everybody brings a glass of wine, or a coffee date in the morning, and have a Zoom night. You be the head of that and you open it up to be able to talk about what's going on in your market. It would be so fantastic if you guys were kind of all on the same page as far as canceling, rescheduling, what the pandemic policies are. Who knew we'd have pandemic policies? But whatever those are, if everybody in the town or in your community or in your city is kind of on the same page, it is going to make your life so much easier. Where I see the biggest challenge when I talk to companies across the country is that one vendor will say, sure, you can cancel, or sure, I'll refund you the money. And then the other 14 or 15 vendors don't do it. And then that is really difficult. Then basically it's a problem for the other 14 or 15 people that aren't doing it. So it is much better for you guys to get yourself on the same page and for everybody to have similar policies. All right, you guys, let's celebrate the fact that most places around the country are reopening for business. It is so exciting. Brides are finally going to be able to get back to planning. You're going to finally be able to get back to what you love doing. Enjoy it, you guys. Really savor all that we have missed. We've all been taken away from all the things that we love. And I hope that it has made you fall more in love with your business than ever. All right, guys, the last thing I want to mention is that I'm opening up my summer series. So if you are in a position where your business needs to be better, maybe it's because of the pandemic and maybe it's not. Maybe your business was not in great shape before the pandemic. Either way, I want to work with you. I would invite you to join our summer series. I have got some scholarship priced offerings still available, and I want to talk to you about that. All right, so get on a phone call with me, debbieshatta.com/let's chat. Cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to help you create the same amazing results that my clients are getting. They are generating money, you guys, even during this crazy pandemic time. Last thing, I want to give a shout out to Vivian, who gave me a review on iTunes. Here's what she had to say. The podcast is awesome. I'm just getting started with my business, and I can really tell that these podcasts are going to help me out so much. Can't wait to listen to all of them. Well, Vivian, thank you. Vivian is from North Carolina. You guys have a good one. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining the Wedding Business Success Show. Before you leave, be sure to hit the subscribe button and take a minute to leave me a review. Ladies, that is it for today. It's your turn now. Take what you've learned and create the business of your dreams.